A couple of details about the mitzvah of Matanos Levionim. First of all, with regard to the basic mitzvah, so the pasuk says that it's a day of Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'eyu U'Matanos Levionim. So just the Lashon HaPasuk, it says Mishloach Manos, that's plural, Ish L'Re'eyu, that's singular. So for Mishloach Manos, you have to send two different items to one person. That's the Chiyuv, whereas Matanos Levionim, Matanos and Levionim are both plural. So you have to send to two different poor people, two different avionim. So at least one matana to each of two different daniim. Who's obligated in this mitzvah? So everybody's obligated in the mitzvah. The Rama writes in the end of Siman Tafresh Tzadihei that women as well are obligated in this mitzvah. That the assumption is that they're obligated in all the mitzvahs hayom of Purim, and that would include certainly matanos levionim. So everyone has to make sure to go ahead and to fulfill this mitzvah. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that when it comes to a married couple, so he thinks that they can be yotzei together. They're like one unit, and they can just have, one of them will give matanos levionim, and they're yotzei together. Others suggest that maybe you should have two separate amounts, or two separate bills, or some discuss even if maybe one should, the woman should appoint the man as a shliach or whatever the case may be, they should give separately. But so the Aruch HaShulchan thinks they can be yotzei together. When does it have to be given? So the Magen Avraham writes that it should be given on Purim, because if you give it before Purim, you never know, they might use up the money or the food, whatever you're giving, usually money, before Purim, which makes it sound like Mikra Adin theory, you could have given it before Purim as long as it's still around when Purim comes. In fact, the Prima Gadim says, according to this, if you're giving food and you give it on Tainus Esther, and it's not a nitcha like this year, so then there's no chashash that he's going to eat it. So then you'd be yotzei even if you gave it, on Tainus Esther. However, many poskim write, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah and others, that this is one of the mitzvahs hayom. If it's one of the mitzvahs hayom, so then it has to be, you have to do the Maisa mitzvah on Purim itself. So the Maisa mitzvah is giving it to the ani. So that needs to be done on Purim. Many people are no way to give before Purim. We already have out here these wonderful buckets that you can donate matanos levyonim. So how does that work? It's not Purim yet. So the answer is that it'll be given to the ani on Purim, as long as it's given to him on Purim. So basically there's an arrangement of shlichus that's going on here. When a person goes ahead and donates, so you should have in mind that he's appointing this organization as his shliach, and they're going to give it out on his behalf on Purim itself, and then the giving is being done on Purim, and that's the Maisa Mitzvah, and then a person will be able to be Yotzei. How much does a person have to give? So there is an interesting Gemara in Megillah and Daf Zayin, which there are different Gersos about exactly how this story happened. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya sent gifts of food to Rabbi Hoshaya. So the Gersa that we have in the Gemara is, he sent a very, very nice gift, and Rabbi Shai sent back, thank you very much, your yotzei, your mitzvahs of Mishloach Manos, Mishloach Manos Matanos Levionim. The Rishalmi says, he didn't send quite as much, and Rabbi Shai sent him back, your yotzei Matanos Levionim, but not Mishloach Manos, so he sent more. He says, oh, now your yotzei Mishloach Manos. So, and that's the Ritva's Girsa in the Bavli as well. So in the Mishnah Brura, in Tafresh Sadi Dalid, he goes in the Pribagadim, It's not explained anywhere how much a person has to give. But then he quotes the Ritva, who says, based on his Girsan, based on the Yerushalmi, that whereas Mishloach Manos needs to be apparently something which is more Mechubad, Matanos Levionim, your Yotzei, by any Matana. Doesn't have to, there's no specific minimum. He says even a Pruta, Shalom Pruta, would count as a Matana. Obviously, the more the better. The Rambam writes that the greatest Simcha is to be Misameach, the aniyim, so certainly the more that a person gives, the better. There are some poskim, especially in Sephardi poskim, right, that one has to give more in order to just be yotzei the mitzvah. At least an amount that a person would be able to get some sort of a meal. I saw in the Sefer Mikrei Kodesh, the green one, the Harari quotes from Mordechai Eliyahu, whatever the price of a falafel is, give him at least the price of a falafel. I assume lav dafka falafel, it could be any, whatever, some minimum amount that a person could go ahead and get something, even if it's not a fancy meal, but at least something. A person, as I said before, has to give either money or food. Post can discuss what about giving a check. Basically, the consensus seems to be that as long as it's something that he can use on Purim in some way, So even if it's a check, even if he can't cash it on Purim, maybe he can. But even if he can't, as long as he can give it to someone and get something for it, so then a person ought to be able to be Yotze with that as well. Have a wonderful day, and please stack the chair.